Now, clearly we're not happy that that's definitive in an absolute sense. So the group that have a really low recurrence score, which is half of them, I'm very happy not having treated. The others we're putting into Taylor X and very excited about finding out exactly where that borderline between the high-risk group, all of whom should be treated, and the low-risk group who don't need treatment lies.
That Taylor RX study is really interesting in that, of course, the patients with high recurrence scores go ahead and get the chemotherapy, but it's the intermediate ones that are randomized between chemo and no treatment. It's been a while since we've done that in breast cancer. How do you think that's going to sit with patients and docs?
It seems to be taking off very well. It really does. You're absolutely right. That's a tough randomization in any circumstance. But the fact that it's being made on data rather than on a finger in the air, and the fact that people have a chance to think about it, agree to it, and then see what their score comes back, seems to be going quite well. I like the fact that it's a very different study than we're doing in BIG, where the MINDAC trial compares the adjuvant online prognostic pattern with the 70-gene pattern from the Netherlands. And if they're concordant, they're treated according to what the two recommend. If they're discordant, they're randomized, as in the American study. So I think they're going to be wonderful and complementary over the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, the other side of the Oncotype 2 is finding the patient who has a high recurrence score where, you know, maybe you're not that enthusiastic before you see that to give chemotherapy, maybe an older patient. Have you had patients like that where it's been the Oncotype that sort of led the patient and oncologist to use chemotherapy?
Yes, exactly right. We have. I think it's very helpful. They now have data on, is it 20,000 women? And as they continue to follow those data, it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, Steve Schack has shown me some of these pictures he has of the sort of clustering of thing. But it kind of is consistent with what we've been thinking about, the ER positive, the HER2 positive, and the triple negative.
It is.
It seems like we're moving in the direction of splitting up breast cancer in that way.
We are. And it's probably a naive split. I suspect in another 5 years we'll look back and smile. And yet it's clearly a big step forward over where we've been, pretending that it was a bushel of mixed berries.